the Grillin' Guys.
It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the last show before we celebrate the birth of our Lord. That's a great thing, man. Merry Christmas to you all
Merry
out there.
Merry Christmas.
And Barbecue Bob and I are prepping for family get-togethers, I'm sure. But I am Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, you got that right. We are prepping. And yeah. I was prepping before I came into the show this morning.
Yeah?
Because every
there?
Time I talk about these different sausages I've been making, you tend to think that
you made sausage Sammy's.
I did, and that's
I gotta have one. Then.
That's Allie's homemade sourdough bread.
Okay,
it's wonderful. It's got garlic butter and breakfast sausage. And you ready for one, Conrad?
Job took his first bite. I'll take one in a minute.
Okay,
sounds good.
I don't know if I like the bread or the sausage better.
Well, I had it, like I said, a couple of years ago at my buddy Kirk Taylor's up north, and I couldn't believe you could make breakfast sausage with venison.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so good. I'm like, I just kept going on and on about
it. It's got to be all about the seasonings. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that and, of course, I added beef fat, like I did the Italian sausage, and I probably added a little too much. I don't know.
Can't see it in
there. Nice and juicy. No, it all rendered.
Yeah.
I didn't put any grease in the pan. I threw about 8 patties down, and it was just steaming in beef fat when I
yeah.
was done.
It's very flavorful.
Good.
Very good.
Well, I'm glad you
very
like
good.
It. Very good. Glad you like it.
Yeah.
Last Sunday, I had, of course, that one charity event, and then the 20th anniversary for Schmoes to go to, and I cooked for both of them. And I haven't heard back from the charity drop, but I'm sure they had a good time. And I do know that at Schmoes, that pan of pulled pork was wiped out by the time I left.
Yeah.
There was a little in there, so I left my chafing dish and stuff there. But it was a fun crowd, a very big crowd.
Yeah.
So nice to see. Yeah. Lots of good food. Everybody brought something. It was like a family potluck.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, you know, all friends. They're all in the mug club, so
sure.
They're all friends.
Yeah.
It was lots of fun.
Thursday night, I did a charity barbecue when I went to the Ducks Unlimited earlier this year. I gave them 3 of them, and one of the guys that bought one is affiliated with the Kent County Sheriff Department.
Oh.
So there's a squad there that he supported. And so on Thursday night, I delivered a barbecue to about 40 of them. And it was a stop and drop, right? They were ready to eat it when I walked in the door.
Nice.
So I didn't even put up chafing dishes. I just
don't have to.
Food out
no,
there, man.
You don't
they,
have to.
They attacked it, but so I hope that went well. I haven't heard back, but you know,
it's
again,
fun, isn't
it's
it?
A good time of year to be doing stuff.
I feel
like
you,
this.
Brother.
Yep.
I feel you.
Yeah, man.
That's why we do it.
Mm-hmm.
You do want to try and break even. As a barbecue guy, not lose money. But if you're making money, you got to give back. And
right.
So it's fun to give back. And Jop's always been very good about giving back. So a couple nights ago, my son finally thawed this turkey that was given to him by his wife's family over in Grosse Pointe or somewhere there. And it was a big, beautiful turkey. I'd never heard of the brand before, but it was a very fancy label. And I think one of the guys is an investor, and it was a gift.
Yeah, right.
And they don't have kids, so he gave it to my son, of course, knowing his kids eat like, you know.
Sure.
garbage yep. disposals. So I helped him, showed him what to do. We got a sanitary bucket, and we thawed it in water. And then no brining, because it's a processed turkey. You never brine a processed turkey. And then I used that seasoning that I made up for the porchetta
mm-hmm.
with the fennel seed in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. And all I used was just nice charcoal that I got from Sobey.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I used. And I'm telling you, that thing it was big. It probably took 6 hours at least.
You didn't spatchcock it. You just cooked it
whole. Oh, yeah, no, whole.
Yep.
And I should have taken more pictures of it. It was so gorgeous. I did take some pictures of him the next day slicing it, and we cryovac'd it and put it in the freezer. He's got all their meals all planned out. And, oh, my gosh, the flat, my mouth's watering just thinking about it. But it was probably the best smoked turkey I've ever had. And I've done a bunch of them, but I haven't done one in so long. Maybe that makes it the best, right? You know how that goes.
Well, low and slow, they stay moist, yeah.
Yeah, there was a bunch of scraps, and he goes, so what do you think with these? I said, well, let's bag those up, and let's dice them up and get them ready for white chili. And his eyes lit up, and he got a pot out. He started making white chili on the spot. And I had a bowl the next day at work, and I'm telling you, the smoke from that turkey is all that chili needed. Mm-hmm. It was just perfect.
Yeah.
So you can do a lot of things if you have a smoker or an egg or a Primo or something like that. Even a Kamado Joe if you're so.
Yeah. A week and a half ago, we had a office chili cook-off, and there were 9 chilies, and I won. And but it was interesting because we all brought them in crock pots, and somebody went through thinking they were doing a good thing and turned them all on high at about 9:30. Oh my God, we ate at noon and everybody was burning their mouth because they were just flaming hot, you know. And you didn't know it until you took the first bite.
If you don't know enough, don't touch it.
I understand, but it was innocent. Somebody thought they were doing a good thing, but.
You know, I had
it was crazy.
I had a similar experience recently, and I won't throw this person under the bus, but it was an event I went to, and this person had Gordon's meatballs in Gordon's marinara sauce, and that was their hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah.
And they had it on high, and these things were reduced down to marbles.
with a floating layer of a half inch of grease right on the top of the pot.
Yes, it was just wonderful.
Exactly. You know, it happens. Those are the holiday appetizers and sides and things that people are bringing. And, you know, I have to say, they're all well-intended.
No, they're lazy.
Yeah, well, they're that too. But, I mean, they want to just bring something they thought would be really good. I went to a funeral this week. One of my Shartucky buddies' dad passed. And I'll just share real quickly. The family did a tribute to the man that passed, and his two grandsons. I couldn't take it. I was crying like a baby because they were talking about all the wonderful things that their grandfather did with them. Went to all their sports games.
And you knew the guy.
Oh yeah. I grew up with him. He was, you know, like he did the same stuff with me when I was a kid, but he was a, you know, 50 years younger man. And but he went to their ball games, and he you know, took them fishing, he took them hunting, he did all this wonderful stuff, and they were just, you know, glowingly reviewing all of this and how much they're going to miss doing all that stuff with their granddad. And I have now a 2-year-old and about a 2-month-old grandson, and it just hit me like a truck that, man, this guy set the bar. Mm-hmm. This is what you got to do with your grandkids, is get out and spend time with them. Right. And I'm choked up just thinking about it because it was so unintended. It wasn't addressed to me by any means, but it hit you like a ton of bricks. It hit me like a ton of bricks, man. It's like, I got to be that guy. I want to be that guy that someday when I'm laying there in the box, that somebody, they at least got a positive memory or two.
Yeah.
It's not a contest, but to me, it was like, holy cow, I got to get my game going here. You know, and they're young. But
I think your grandkids are a second chance to raise your kids.
Yeah.
And to have, you know, more time, better time. When I left the house this morning, my grandson, Misha, who's 1.5 years old now, and he is a Papa fan.
Yeah.
He just keeps saying, Papa, Papa. And he can't get enough of me. And it's like, you know what? I'm so glad they're staying with us for a little bit because there's a bond that takes place with kids.
Sure.
And we've gone through this. We've been fortunate to have all the grandkids around.
Yeah.
And it'll be nice for Christmas because they'll all be together.
Yeah.
But I think it is your chance to have a bonding time, and that's awesome.
Yeah. So coming up next, we're going to talk about these holiday. This is our last chat before the Christmas dinner with you guys. So we tend to focus on the center of the plate a lot, but we might go around the side of the plate this time and see what we can do for side dishes that you could have with your holiday grilled or smoked dinner. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.